I'm Sarah Bishop.
And I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
Hell yeah.
You're always so drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag.
It's December 5th.
Wow. This month is just breezing by.
We're going. We're moving.
This is amazing.
We're moving, we're grooving. Okay, Jeremy, shall we just get into it?
Do you want to have some wine?
Let's have some wine.
Okay. I'm going to pull this bad boy out. Lost that one. So this is a Sauvignon Blanc from Romania. This is called Classic Cruise. It's got a pretty cool label with some cars on it in a pretty pattern that are yellow and blue.
Oh.
Looks kind of like a video game almost.
Yeah, it does.
I think they're kind of going for... Uh-huh. Yeah. Continuing our trend of some very nice labels on some somewhat mediocre wines.
Oh, now. This is a screw top.
Oh, hell
first
yeah.
First ever screw top in this box. Okay, amazing.
Check it out.
There you go.
All right. Anything you want to share with us about this wine, Sarah?
Well, no, because that's your job. But
you're right.
I thought
it was your job. I forget how we've been doing it. Well, yeah, this is from Romania. It's a Sauvignon Blanc. Got a cool label. It probably tastes kind of like other Sauvignon Blancs. In my experience, a Sauvignon Blanc is a pretty consistent varietal. It's pouring out nice and clear. Looks pretty. Looks kind of like very much like a white wine. Crisp, no sediment.
The Around the World in 24 Wines notes says that this is a very aromatic wine, so be sure to enjoy the aroma.
It has a little bit of a kind of an apple-y kind of nose bouquet. I mean, you know, which again is pretty characteristic of a Sauvignon Blanc. I mean, yeah, that's not bad.
Oh, I kind of like that one.
Kind of
sharp.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as with most Sauvignon Blancs, it's perhaps a tad sweeter than I would like.
Really? I don't think it's very sweet, actually, that one.
I just said a tad. Just a tad. Not as much... not quite what I was expecting. I mean, I think I mostly drink those Marlborough New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. So a Romanian one, that is interesting. It's quite light,
mm-hmm.
Not unpleasant, not what I would associate with a cozy winter wine, but also not unpleasant. I think I'm...
I get a little grapefruit in there. Kind of got that citrusy bitterness of grapefruit.
Oh, you're so right. Now that you mention it, I'm just like... It's so obvious.
All right, let's...
Take a beat.
That's right. All right, we're back. Okay, well...
Tell us what you think, Sarah.
Okay, so the phrase classic cruise, it reminds me of Tom Cruise, which I have to say reminds me of Scientology, of course.
Okay.
Which reminds me of Going Clear.
Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me of Pepsi Clear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me of a weird-ass citrusy soda, mm-hmm. which this, I think, is definitely better than.
Hmm. Well said.
I like how sharp this is. I like the grapefruit-forward flavor on the palate. I'm going to give it 4JB.
4JB. Okay. Sarah, I don't totally disagree with you. I'm looking at this. The wine is called Classic Cruise. And as the label, as we said, features a bunch of cars cruising down the highway or...
Give me
I'm
a little
sorry.
More. Top
okay.
me off.
Okay. I'm trying to do my thing here.
Yeah.
But actually, the more I look at it, the more it looks like they're stuck in traffic. It does very look like that. Static. And when I think about it, you know, if I were stuck in a traffic jam in Romania, one thing that might make the time fly by a little better is to crack open a nice chilled bottle of classic cruise, put the top down, put on the radio, listen to some classic Romanian hits. I don't know. Why not? This is, as I said, a tad bit too sweet, but I do think that is nicely offset by the bitter notes and the kind of tangy notes. It is very clean. Very clean. No oak to be found, which I think is not normal for a Sauvignon Blanc. I don't think they usually oak them. So this was probably aged in like steel. This is a 2022, so it's relatively new, as most of these wines have been. But I think that really does work for a Sauvignon Blanc. This is a gentle wine. It's, dare I say, delicate and maybe a little refined. It's nice. It's, I would like a little hint more minerality, but very quaffable, nothing wrong with it, and I like it certainly a lot better than that Pinot Grigio, which I gave 2 JB, so I'm going to give this 3 JB, which I think is pretty solid for a white wine.
All right, so this one is, we're at 3.5 JB,
3.5, not bad.
Pretty good, for classic cru, it's pretty good.
Next time you're in Romania, what's the, Bucharest, is that Romania? Next time you're in Bucharest, try some Sauvignon Blanc. Apparently, they make a pretty nice one.
Okay, there you go.
There you have it.
Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco. Let me try that again.
Good lord.
Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World and 24 Wines Calendar or Costco Wholesale. All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Mullis, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wines Calendar and Costco Wholesale bear no responsibility for the accuracy and value of content of this podcast. Particularly important to emphasize today because we permit to suggest drinking and driving. Of course, we
In Romania. I think it's probably fine there. I always confuse Bucharest and Belgrade, but I think it's Bucharest.
Bucharest is lovingly dubbed Paris, according to the Around the World in 24 Wines Calendar website.
Well, let me tell you, the last